Shiloh, it's relevant all year round, but comes up a lot this time of year when people start to go out more and they start to vacation in spots that don't have so many kosher stores. So there's all kinds of shilas about what one can buy in a non-kosher supermarkets, because we get so spoiled by our kosher supermarkets in town that everything in the whole store is under supervision. So it becomes a little difficult. We tend to start to walk into stores and just buy things thinking that every store in the world is kosher. But something which is a legitimate question that's been around since the days of the Rishonim, certainly, is can I go into, not in this exact format, but can I go into a supermarket and purchase a fruit salad or some type of cut-up fruit in a container that was done in the back of the store? And they have a kitchen there where they prepare all kinds of things. Certainly, most of the things that they're preparing are not kosher, but they're going to cut up watermelon, they're going to cut up pineapple, and all kinds of nice fruits. And am I allowed to eat them when they put it in the bowl and seal it up? Can I buy the fruit salad to have? So I think there are a few sources in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya where you can find a reason to say that it is absolutely mutter to eat these cut-up fruits. So it's all in. You can find a lot of rayas in Simen Tzadik Vav in Yerideya where the first thing that's mentioned is in the Ramah in Sif Aleph towards the end of the Sif. So here they're talking about radishes that were cut with a treif knife, and then the Ramah says, "Im yesh safek im nechtach b'saken shel iser," if we're not sure whether the knife that was used to cut it was an iser knife, meaning it was balua, it had already previously been used to cut non-kosher foods, azlin on the kula, we have the right to be mekel based on the fact that maybe it's not a ben yomo, maybe it was never used in such a way, or other possible reasons why we can be mekel. However, the shach says not so. We don't have the right to go lakula in such a suffik. But the Ramah then goes further and says, lachin konim atznonos sheyesh bahem chatuchin litzad zanvoseyin. He says, therefore, we can buy radishes that the cut on the radish was towards the bottom, meaning towards the roots of the radish, ki talin and shenase b'mora v'chatzina, because we have the right to assume that it was done with the shovel, the type of shovel that they used to harvest these radishes, meaning not something that was ever used to cut meat, not something that was ever used to cut other foods, which might not have been kosher, and therefore you have at least a valid suffix. Maybe the knife that was used was a 100% kosher knife. As I mentioned, the Shach is not so happy with this comment of the Ramah, but that's one reason to be makel, is that you have the right to assume that they used a knife which was not a knife of Isser. Now you'll say, but many of the knives that they use in the back of the store are knives of Isser. So it's true, but they will generally use a separate produce knife to cut the produce, and they won't want to mix it with other things, both because, let's say, they're cutting up fish, that both kosher and non-kosher fish, they're not going to want to get the flavor of the fish all over the fruit. And second of all, because there are people who are allergic to certain types of fish, and they don't want to mix the allergens with the fruits, which they're very, obviously some people are allergic to fruits also, but there are different types of allergies, and a person who's going to buy cut-up fruit is not necessarily going to be so makbid to assume that they used the same knife recently to cut fish. So they want to separate the knives. You see this more blatantly in Sif Beis, where the Ramah writes, where they're talking about cutting a davar charif, and they say, "Mikol makom, muter lechol mirkachas charifim shel goyim." You're allowed to eat these cut up ginger that was spicy, kigon zangvil, right? So kiyotzibo the yeshlehem kelim yuchadim lekach. Either because they cut it with specific knives that are used for this purpose, or they pull it out of the ground without cutting it at all, or they tear it apart with their hands. They don't actually use a non-kosher knife. So again, you have the idea that then it's very clear that the Ramah is makel in this case. And in this case in particular, he's not talking about a suffix. He's saying that this is generally the practice. And the Shach does not argue on this. He just says, obviously, if we know bevadai that they used a non-kosher knife for it, so that's going to be a problem. Now, this is talking about something which has a harifus to it, which is generally more machmir than we would be with something that does not have a harifus. Usually, there's much less of a requirement to if something was considered regular, not very spicy or pickled or sour, than something which was. But nevertheless, so the Ramah would probably be makel in all these cases. Now, let's say we're talking about a possibility that they weren't using a produce knife, or let's say they were washed in the dishwasher, assuming that that could actually create a problem, which is not 100% pashut, that things that were washed in the same dishwasher as the non-kosher kalim are automatically going to be a problem. But let's say it is a problem. You have another tzad lahakel in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in Seif Dalet. There they write, mei limonish, talking about when they cut up lemons, and they make lemon juice, shemivin agoyim, that when non-Jews will bring this lemon juice, and it's the Mechaber Paskins, that's mutter. I'm skipping the other thing that he says over here. And the Ramah says, why? Mipnei shemivim harbi biyachad, because they do a lot at a time. V'af im nesru miktsasan shenechtiku barishona im sakin shel goyim nisbatlu ba'acherim hanechtachin achar kach she'inim nesarim ki kvar nisbatel tamasakin barishonim. So what the Ramah and the Mechaber are saying here is that there are only a certain amount of non-kosher cuts in each knife. It's not automatically going to cause a problem. So even if you say that the lemon juice is considered a davar charif and it's spicy and it brings out the tam from the non-kosher knife and it's mashbiach the tam, and even if it's an ina ben yomo, it's a problem. Still, at the end of the day, there are how many cuts are of non-kosher are in the blade of this knife? It can't be more than one or two or two or three. But so therefore, once you get through the initial cuts, the rest of it that they normally do in a great volume is going to be matir the others. So in this case, the Shach and the Taz both are not so happy with the Mechaber and the Ramah, and the Shach and the Taz are machmir certainly lechatchila, and the Shach wants to say that the Ramah himself is machmir lechatchila, although it's not so pashut from the Lashon of the Ramah that that is the case. The Taz also doesn't like this heter, and so they basically say when it comes to something which you know is a davar charif, or you have the right to assume or be choshish that it's a davar charif, you should not rely on this heter that you know that it was, if you have the right to assume that it was cut with a non-kosher knife, you should be machmir. But at the very least, you have the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah who are makel in this case. So now if you put it all together, you have two sources in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah that we assume we have the right to rely either on a suffix or in places that we know that they specifically use a produce knife. So you have the right to rely that knife is not non-kosher, is 100% kosher to begin with. But even if you assume that the knife is not kosher, or you have no right to rely on the suffix of the produce knife, you can rely on the fact that the Mechaber and the Ramah here are makel even by a davar charif, that it only has a certain number of non-kosher cuts in it. So even if you were getting the first few cuts of the day, there would still be that the there would be shishim in the entire taroves to be mevatel the volume of the blade of the knife which contained the blios of non kosher. Therefore, many poskim are lenient and they say that you can buy cut fruit from these places. Now, whether or not you would want to buy cut up onions from such places, so technically it seems that the Mechaber and the Ramah would be makel. You could even buy cut up onions and garlic and things like that. However, I would not recommend relying on that, since the Shach and the Taz do not like that psak of the Mechaber and the Ramah. So you should stick to things that are definitely not considered dvarim harifim. Like regular fruit salad, don't get pickled things, don't get pickles, right, that have been cut up, don't get things like that, which are questionable, because you'd be against the Shach and the Taz.